Friends, I don't know about you, but I am a bit of a dinosaur whenever it comes to technology. I'm useless at a lot of things, but especially whenever it comes to computers and iPads and laptops and uploading things and downloading things and booking things online. Absolute dinosaur whenever it comes to those things. I have this phone and I do pretty much anything that I need to do with the phone. But I haven't turned on a laptop. I've got no laptop here. It's not even internet compatible. Hasn't been turned on for almost 2 years. I don't have a computer. I don't have an iPad. I just have this phone. So emails, text messages, these little videos are all done through the phone. So they're rough and ready. I'm sort of way old school. I write out any notes that I use. They're written out, just a few bullet points by hand. I have a little pencil case there, and I've got these four colored pens, and that's what I use for my sermon notes. I do a lot of things with this nice mechanical pencil, and anytime I get a little seed thought, whenever I read the Word of God or out and about, get a little thought maybe for a text or an outline or an illustration or an idea for a sermon, I take this little pencil and this little notebook here, and I write down just a few ideas in pencil here in the notebook. So it's all old school stuff, friends. And it's just looking into my trusty pencil case. It's just an old Parker pen box. Oops, something's fallen out, and there's a few pens and things inside. But this is a little rubber. It's just about the size of a pea, and I've had it for quite a number of years. So anytime I write down text in this book that I think of, maybe like to preach in that sometime, or a thought or an outline. If I ever do happen to preach on it, go back to the little book and use the rubber and rub it out, and then that leaves me space to write in the next idea. So I've had this little book for a number of years as well, and as I say, use the rubber to rub out the pencil writings to create a little bit more space. But this little rubber is a good number of years old, and believe it or not, it was once the same size as this one. So it's rubbed out a lot of mistakes and different things, and we often refer to this as an eraser. It rubs out mistakes or things that we no longer want or no longer need. If you're an artist or a writer and you use pencils a lot, you certainly need an eraser. And this little eraser here has literally rubbed out thousands of mistakes, I'm sure, over the years, and things that I finished with, things that I no longer need in my little seedbed notebook, this has rubbed them out. And as I was looking at this little rubber just the other day, just now about the size of a pea, I began to think about how God is able to cancel out our sins. He's able to forgive sins that are past. He's able to cleanse us from our guilt. He's able to wash us from our sins. And the Word of God speaks about those sorts of things over and over again. In the Old Testament, we have the words in the book of Isaiah, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Or as God also says, "I have blotted out as a thick cloud all of thy transgressions." Revelation chapter 1 speaks about him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The Word of God says that he's able to cast our sins into the depths of the sea. "Their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." And then that wonderful text in 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 7. "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." And then it goes on to say, "But if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." God is in the business today of forgiving sins, of cleansing us, washing us, wiping out from the record of our sins. But not like this little rubber that gets smaller and smaller and more diminished with every use. God's mercy is higher than the heavens. His grace is inexhaustible. His riches are unsearchable. God is not impoverished whenever he gives. God is not diminished whenever he cleanses us and forgives us. There's cleansing and there's healing for all. And as the old chorus says, the blood shall never lose its power. So wherever you're at today, there's forgiveness, there's cleansing. The Lord is able to wipe away the record of sin from the account. As that lovely old hymn says, the old account was settled long ago. I wonder, have you gone up to the Master and got that account settled and had your sins erased, washed away, wiped out from the record book? And we trust that even today you'll experience the wonder of God's forgiveness. Friends, thank you for listening, and may God bless you, and we'll see you again soon.